Okay, here's some of the most common roadblocks that can stop you from making your information product, and I'm going to show you ways to get around them fast. Number one, what do I do if the titles you've given me don't quite fit? Now, the titles in your information product creation package are guidelines based on titles that have been proven to sell in the past. But sometimes these basic titles don't quite fit. So I'm going to give you a bunch of different alternative titles you can use that should be just as effective. Number two, what titles can I use instead of 11 inside secrets? We'll try these. 11 proven ways or 11 shocking secrets. How about the top 10 proven techniques? Or 11 guaranteed secrets, or 11 guaranteed techniques, 11 best kept secrets, or John Smith's top 10 secrets. You can replace John Smith with your name, of course. John Smith's top 10 tips. All of these titles will work just as well. So you choose what you like and use a title that'll fit for your product. Number three, what if I have just 3 to 6 major points with a lot of detail in each point? This doesn't quite fit with the 11 Inside Secrets title. Well, this is actually a very powerful format for audio presentations because 3 to 6 points are easier for your listeners to remember. It's particularly a popular format when you speak from the stage. It's simple enough to adapt a headline to fit this format. Here's a few ideas you can use. 3 little known fundamentals, 3 secret fundamentals, 3 key fundamentals, John Smith's 3 key fundamentals, 3 secret keys, 3 little known keys, 3 breakthrough keys, or 3 guaranteed ways, or even 3 proven keys. All of these should work fine if you have less than 11, or if you have 3 or 4 or 5. Just replace the 3 with a 5. So make it work. Number 4, what titles can I use instead of 7 fatal mistakes? It's true that some topics just don't suit this title, so here are some that may be even more powerful. Instead of the 7 fatal mistakes, you can try the 7 most common mistakes you must avoid, or 7 costly errors nearly everyone makes, or 7 common blunders, or 7 simple but costly mistakes, 7 stupid blunders I made, the top 10 mistakes I made, John Smith's top 10 mistakes. Again, replace John Smith with your name. Or John Smith's top 10 stupid blunders. Any of these will work just fine. Number 5. What can I use instead of the 17 roadblocks headline? Now, keep in mind that your 17 roadblocks audio is a question and answer product. You cover the most frequently asked questions your clients need answers to. Now, here are some alternative titles. 17 stumbling blocks. 17 most frequently asked questions, 17 fast solutions to the most common problems, 17 answers to the most frequently asked questions about, 17 simple solutions to the most common problems, 17 fast answers to the questions you'll have. Okay? Now, if you only have 10, you'll replace 10 with 17. If you have 6, you'll replace 6 with 17. Now, let's go to number 6. 6, what can I use instead of the quick start headline? How about fast track guide? Or how to get started fast? Or 7 ways to get started fast? Or 7 secrets to getting started fast? 7 things you must do first? Or your first 7 steps? Any of these will work beautifully. Let's go to number 7. What can I use instead of secrets from the pros? How about brain dump from the pros? Or carpet cleaner expert reveals, or internet marketer expert reveals, or your topic mastermind. For instance, carpet cleaning mastermind, internet marketing mastermind, or interviews with, an hour with, 49 minutes with, or whatever topic you have exposed, carpet cleaners exposed, or internet marketing exposed. Let's go to number 8. Why is numbering the points so important? Numbering the points help your listener stay tuned into your audio presentation and makes it far easier for you to stay on track and focus. There are other advantages too. One of the biggest advantages is when you're interviewed by the media, and particularly for radio on a teleseminar, having the top 10 secrets or the 7 fatal mistakes make it very easy for someone to interview you without doing a lot of research. This makes it very easy for you to get on radio shows. You send them the titles of your audio presentation and a short list of suggested questions. Now, hosts on talkback radio shows are trying to fill in hours of time of their shows with quality content. They know if you have a top 10 list, all they have to do is ask, now what's number 2? Okay, Michael, what's number 3? Excellent. And Michael, so what's number 4? So it makes it very easy for them to do the interview. Now, this is one of the biggest secrets to getting spots on radio that go for 1 or 2 hours at a time. That kind of free publicity can generate a massive list of new customers and sell lots of your audio programs. That leads me to number 9. How do I get free radio publicity? To give you a better insight, here are 3 inside secrets to selling your information product with free radio publicity. Inside secret number 1, create a sexy topic. Probably the biggest reason most authors and information marketers never get on the air is that they don't have a sexy enough topic. Here's the biggest secret to getting free publicity in any media, including radio, television, and newspaper. If you give the reporters or your interviewers the stories their audience will want to read, listen to, and watch. If you basically do the interviewer's job for them and make the topic you speak about irresistible for their audience, then you'll be irresistible to the media. So having a topic that screams out, wow, to a radio interviewer will get you more airtime than nearly anything else. Inside secret number 2, talkback radio is a lucrative gold mine. The hosts on talkback radio have to work like crazy to fill up all the empty airtime every night. They're constantly on the lookout for guests who will give them plenty of high-quality content, and someone who's had experience being interviewed, someone who's produced an audio program, maybe an accompanying book, someone who has a sexy topic to talk about. That's someone they want to interview, and that person should be you. Inside secret number 3, make it easy for your interviewer. Look, people are lazy. If you make their job easier, you're more apt to get the interview. This is the greatest secret of all. If you want to appear on the same radio show over and over, make it easy for your interviewer to do his or her job. Most people think a radio host has all the answers. They think it's easy just to ask questions about a topic. But think about that. Could you ask an hour of intelligent questions on a topic you know next to nothing about? That's very hard to do. But if you've designed your information product in the right way, every interview will be a breeze for your radio show host. You're making their job pleasant. There are several formulas you can use to create a powerful interview on the air that also makes it very easy for your radio host. The top 10 formula is an example. Here's an example. Top 10 mistakes we make that can be making our children fat is one example of a topic. Let's go to number 10. Why audio? Wouldn't video have far more emotional impact? Look, a presentation that includes visual images as well as audio can be even more powerful than audio alone. Combining video and images with audio will effectively activate more areas of the brain if your prospects take the time to actually watch the video. So why would we choose audio recordings over video recordings or a multimedia presentation? One simple reason, and that's convenience. Your clients are far more likely to listen to an audio CD or an MP3 than they are to sit down and watch a video. You can listen to an audio while you're driving or while you're cooking or while you're doing other kinds of work. And your clients are far more likely to listen to your message over and over again if it's on audio. Also, consider this. If your video doesn't engage your viewers visually, if it's just video of you speaking, it's far more time efficient for the viewer if it's delivered as audio. Your time-pressed prospects and clients will not appreciate you wasting their time with video that is more appropriate as an audio that they can listen to while performing other tasks. Generally speaking, audio is far quicker and easier to make than video, and in many cases you end up with a product that is more functional for your client. Audio CDs or CDs with MP3s are also very cheap to duplicate and have a high perceived value. An audio CD usually has a perceived value between $20 and $30. You can deliver an MP3 as an online download easily and for virtually no cost. So consider using video where it's appropriate, but keep in mind the unique advantages and conveniences that audio has when trying to educate your clients. You can always make your video and audio to increase the value of your information product even more. Number 11, why are stories so important in my audio program? Put simply, when you use stories, it's far easier to activate different parts of the listener's brain. This makes it possible for you to powerfully influence the listener's behavior. Let's go to number 12. How can I use audio to sell my information product more effectively? The simplest and most powerful way to do this is to create your own audio infomercial. You have someone interview you on audio about your expertise and what makes your information product unique. If you get a good interviewer, he'll capture you on audio at concert pitch, giving you the perfect sales presentation for your product. I have sold hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of information products using this amazing audio infomercial technique. If you'd like more information on this, please contact me at 858-274-7851, and I'll send you to a free report on my website. Let's go to number 13. Do you have other suggestions for selling my information products? Yes, I do. First, you'll need a sales page to describe all the unique benefits to your clients if they buy your information product. The great thing about this product creation system is that the titles of all your audio programs are designed to make it very easy to write a brilliant sales letter. The titles themselves go a long way towards making great copy that will sell your product. If you want more information on how to write a great sales page for your information product, go to hardtofindseminars.com. On the front page, you'll see a link to all my copywriting recordings. And at the link, you'll find 25 free copywriting seminars from some of the world's greatest copywriters, including Brian Keith Voiles and Carl Galletti. Now, you can also go to my other free resources at hardtofindads.com and find the world's largest online digital swipe file. This site is packed with many of the greatest sales letters and ads in history, including some very successful ads selling information products just like yours. Let's go to number 13. Are there ways to sell my information product without spending a fortune on marketing? The answer is yes. The lowest cost, most effective way I can think of, once you have a sales page and an audio infomercial for your information product, is to create joint ventures. Looking for people or organizations who already have a large list of that kind of client who would buy your information product. Then you would approach them with an offer to give them a generous percentage of your sales if they will contact their list and let them know you have a highly valuable product available. Remember, this is no risk for you and your cost of production is very low. You can afford to give away 50%, 60%, even as much as 85% of the commission to the organization that promotes your product. Every cent of the profit you make is profit you wouldn't have had otherwise, and you're increasing your list of clients so you can offer back-end products too. You can use a similar technique looking for websites online that have either a huge list of clients perfect for your information product or huge traffic or visitors to their website who would be interested in buying your information product. Finding these markets before you start making your product can be even more effective. That way you can custom make your information product to a specific market and know you have someone to sell to. Now, for more information on this, you can go to a recording that I have on joint venture deal making. If you go to hardtofindseminars.com, you'll see on the front page a link for joint ventures. You'll click on that link and it'll take you to an audio recording giving you a great lesson on how to do this. Let's move on to number 14. Is it worth trying to sell my information product on eBay? Look, information products, there's no doubt, they do sell on eBay, but you're going to have to be careful that you don't start discounting your product because you're going to make your other customers who pay full price angry if they see it up on eBay for cheaper. Now, there's an easy way of finding a gold mine of clients on eBay. Simply go to PayPal.com, okay? eBay owns them, and look for the PayPal shops in the categories related to your information products. Vendors who have plenty of verified sales also have email addresses for all those people who have bought from them. You can approach those vendors about doing a joint venture where they send an email to their list in exchange for a generous commission of every sale of your information product. I have a free audio on how to find and approach vendors on PayPal. If you go to hardtofindseminars.com, on the front page, you'll see a link having to do with PayPal. Click on that link and you'll have a free audio lesson on how this is done. Let's go to number 15. Where can I find examples and case studies of real people working out how to create their own high-value information products? Now, you can listen to many hours of my interviews and consultations with experts and ordinary people where we talk about creating information products. Just go to hardtofindseminars.com, and then you'll see the letters across the top, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. You want to click on G. That page has over 25 hours of audio recordings, all related to information product development, and they're all there waiting for you to download and to read the transcripts. Let's move on. Number 16, how can I add even more value to my information product? Interviewing other experts in your field and interviewing the clients and prospects in your field are two excellent ways to add hours and hours of extra high-value audio. If you don't have time to do this, this interviewing service is something I offer with my personalized information product recording service. Call me, Michael Sinoff, on 858-274-7851 for more details, or email me at michael@hardtofindseminars.com. Another way to add value to your audio program is to make written transcripts of the call. The way your audio recordings are designed makes written transcripts far more valuable. Your clients can read through the transcripts easily from one point to the next. It doesn't feel like an audio recording when you read it. You can search online in your area and find the transcription service quite easily. Don't be too cheap, though. Some of the really cheap services do not give you a high-value product. If you use my personalized audio recording service, at present, I'm offering transcripts of all your audio recordings as a free bonus. Finally, you can package other people's related products, services, and software with your own. Ultimately, it's better to sell your own product. This increases your credibility, your control, and usually your profit. Ultimately, though, it's better to sell your own product. This really increases your credibility, your control, and usually your profits. But often you can make favorable deals with other experts in non-competitive but related fields and other suppliers of related products, software, and services. Packaging these with your information product can add huge value and save you a lot of time. One major tip. Be aware of the possibility of back-end sales. This is where the money is. If you package a product or service from someone else, you should ask for a percentage of all ongoing business you create for them from the client who buys your information package. At the very least, you should get a percentage of the first back-end sale they make. And finally, number 17, is there an easy way to record this audio myself? Absolutely. Recording yourself on audio can be a big learning curve, but there are simpler ways of producing lower quality audio which may be enough for a recording of your voice. The simplest way I know how is exactly how I'm recording this audio, and it's the use of a program you can download online for free called Step Voice Recorder, which you can use on your computer. The website is www.stepvoice.com. They'll give you a 30-day trial to play around with it, and it produces wonderful quality. The Step Voice Recorder records your voice directly as an MP3 file, which are easy to use online and can be easily converted into other file formats when you burn your audio CDs. Now, if you want to record an audio for online downloads, record your audios at around 24 kilobytes per second. If you record at a setting higher than that, you'll generally just add extra hiss. Lower and you'll get ghost on the recording, strange echoes you don't need. If you use a unidirectional microphone you can buy at your local music store, that should eliminate most of the outside noise when you record. Other software options to Step Voice Recorder include Audacity, which you can download free at Audacity, A-U-D-A-C-I-T-Y, .sourceforge.net, and SoundForge. You can do a Google search online to find SoundForge. You can do most of your editing on SoundForge or on the free Audacity program. Now, I have to warn you that you'll find it very difficult to create compelling online audio without a script that you can read. Being interviewed is usually a far easier format. It takes a lot less effort to be interviewed and creates a far more compelling audio. If you use my personalized audio recording service, you don't have to worry about creating a script or any of the technical details at all. All you need to do is get to the nearest telephone and we can record your audio program interview style in the fastest time possible. I'll take care of all the editing and all the technical stuff so you can keep your mind on the content you're delivering. To find out if you qualify for this unique and powerful service, call me at 858-274-7851. We'll discuss your information product in detail. I'm not going to give you a hard sell, and believe me, just because you call doesn't mean I'll take you as a client, but certainly I'll give you my time to review what you have and determine if you have a viable product. So call me at 858-274-7851.